again.
Okay.
All right, we're going to call this meeting to order, Stansbury Park Improvement District, October 21st, 2025. It is 4:04 p.m. We have Brock Griffith, board member, Jake Clegg, board member, Neil Smart, board member. And we have our park, our manager here, Brett Palmer, and our recorder, Cammy Thorpe. And also in attendance is Craig Smith from, which, how are we recognizing you?
An Urta resident.
Urta resident?
Urta resident, sure.
Okay. And we'll start, do we want to start with that first so we can move on?
Sure.
With public comment, I guess, at this point?
Yep.
So, Craig, you want to just mention while you're here?
All right, thanks for entertaining me, board members. I'm sorry, didn't get on the agenda, so I'd say we'll do this again next month. I currently live in Bezinas Ranch subdivision, lot number 3. My property makes a horseshoe around number 1 well. Years ago when I hooked onto your water, because I am using Stansbury water, Bob Shields and the board at the time granted me, allowed me to hook on. They encouraged me to come into the district at the time. For whatever reason, my own stupidity, I didn't do it at that time. So I am going to petition to come into Stansbury Park Improvement District, my property, and I'm asking for one additional water connection and 2 sewer connections to the new sewer line that you'll be going through my property. It seems like a good fit, seeing as I surround well number 1. I'll have 2 water lines and a sewer line going across my property. To be in district kind of seems like it would work. I'm not immediately planning on using any of these connections, but if my septic tank ever fails, I would, rather than redo it, I would prefer to connect. And if I build an ADU or subdivide the property in the future, rather than putting another septic tank close to number 1, it seems like it would be in everyone's best interest to have it go into the sewer system.
So is his current connection, Brett, considered out of boundary?
Yes.
It is.
Is that how it currently
yeah.
is established? Okay.
Yeah.
Just like is Old Horns across the street, it has an out of boundary connection.
Yes.
But what he is asking for is us to consider him annexing into the district with Sunset and Majestic 8-acre subdivisions that are just to the east of his property. Is that?
Yep.
Okay. Where does this fall in line with what we kind of discussed with the Urta Way water line, where we kind of had, we discussed this before, where we would have them commit to annex in when a larger area annexed in. Is that something we'd consider in this instance, or because it's right there next to that larger piece that's now annexed into the boundary, would you suggest doing it now?
I feel because of the things, maybe the biggest reason would be if he ever does an ADU unit, to not have a septic tank anywhere near our well.
So, we don't want that.
So based on just that one thing alone right there, I would be in full support of that.
Okay.
And then policy-wise, as far as onesie-twosies along the way, I feel like it is a lot of money for the onesie-twosie people to require them to annex in after doing it over a period of 5 years. It can be quite expensive, and so, I mean, this is kind of off the topic, but while
sure.
we're on this
no, but it's
subject,
it's rather cumbersome.
I think that, I think on the onesie-twosies, maybe we could approach it like, hey, if you want service, we won't require you to annex now, but we have agreements with all the commercial businesses in Lake Point that if we ever decided to annex them, that they wouldn't oppose it. Because that's how we've been handling it.
Okay.
Or maybe how we could handle it in the future.
Okay.
And not require the onesies and twosies, but in Craig's situation, he wants to
he
annex
wants to do
in.
It now. Okay.
And so that would be the difference.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it makes sense too with the possible ADU. We don't want septic tanks by our
wellheads
and all that. It just makes sense. Already connected on water. Do you currently have a septic tank yet?
I currently do, and part of the agreement that we made 25, 6, 7 years ago was that I would put my drain field as far away from number one as I could. And so my sewer comes out of the north side of my house towards number one, hits a tank, but then I wrap it all the way around and my drain field sits against my south property line as far away from number one as possible. So like I say, if I ever had a failure, it would be easier to hook into the sewer anyway, but that was part of the agreement, was to move the sewer as far as possible away from number one as we could.
So would the intent be you would run a sewer stub to your existing house in case your existing septic tank failed, and then the other ladder would be for a possible ADU unit? Is that
yes.
the thinking?
Yes. And so when they put the sewer line in across my property, they are supposed to put a connection with a stub out for me to hook on in the future.
For both ADU and your house?
Yeah, and I don't know if they want to use 2 4-inch stub outs or 1 6-inch. That's up to them and the engineers and I guess you guys how they do that. But they were going to put a stub in the main line as part of the agreement to cross my property with the sewer line.
Would it be like when we get to the terms and things like that, would it be beneficial to maybe put in there like whichever comes sooner, either the failure of the septic tank or the connection of the ADU, that we connect home at the same time? Which if, say he doesn't build an ADU, say Craig doesn't build an ADU, but his septic tank fails, okay, yeah, we're going to hook obviously to the sewer line, but say he does build an ADU and his septic tank still, system is still functioning, doesn't it make sense just to tie both in at that time? I don't know, would that, is that bad? Is that,
I don't.
Just to eliminate that septic tank sooner than later?
I don't have any negative thoughts towards that. I mean, eliminating the septic tank would be pretty easy, I could say, because of the way it was designed, where it comes out. I wouldn't have to, I guess where I caved the septic tank in, I'd have to fix a little landscaping right there. But other than that, it won't affect.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm not opposed to that line of thought.
That's my only thoughts on that.
Yeah, I think it makes a ton of sense.
Okay.
Well, we'll get you on the agenda officially next meeting, and
okay,
and the board can officially. It doesn't sound like anybody's opposed to it, so.
All right. I'll get with you and work out anything I need to have done in preparation for that next meeting.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you much. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Greg. Good to see you.
Behave yourself.
So I don't know what we're going over for sure.
Just go down the line items.
For all right.
Was there?
Item number 2, update on wastewater treatment plant upgrade alternatives and costs.
So Brendan and I had a meeting a couple of weeks ago with the Division of Water Quality. We have talked about the Lemna system. The Lemna system uses existing lagoons. This is their specialty, and then they put in additional infrastructure to help treat phosphorus and ammonia and those types of things, rather than having to go to a full-blown mechanical plant. They do not currently have any facilities in Utah that uses their technology. However, they have over, was it 500 systems in the United States? Anyway, they've been well established. They have systems in Colorado and back east in cold weather climates. They made a presentation to the water quality folks, and along with some literature that they were able to read before the meeting. And basically, the state is on board with the process. They didn't seem like they had any concerns per se. There's still a few things that details need to be worked out, but all in all, that was my position and my thoughts on what we discussed. Did you have any other
No, I think things? just to clarify what they did too is they actually prepared a design study report level document with calculations on the processes and the chemistry, wastewater chemistry, submitted that to the state. They reviewed it and they were favorable. They thought it was going to be fine as a preliminary engineering report, so it was essentially a green light to proceed with the process and to move forward with that as our preferred alternative.
Yep. Any questions? Okay, that's it for that.
Okay. Item number 3, Lake Point Improvement District discussed the possibility of SPID taking their sewer flow. We're just moving that to another discussion later.
Yeah, that was inadvertently left on the agenda and was mistakenly on there. So,
item number 4, 2026 draft budget.
So on our proposed budget for this year, there's a few capital projects that I have highlighted. One is the on our sewer impact fee money. I think we have to spend $600,000 of sewer impact fee money, and so we're planning on putting out for bid the section of project along Village Boulevard on the kind of the west end. We need to install a sewer line of approximately 1,300 feet? And so that project will be bid out here shortly. And we have also in the budget our well three. Well three, the building is dilapidated, plus it's in a hole, so we've been waiting for about 5 years to have enough money in the budget to bring that up to grade and rehabilitate that pump house. So that's another project that I have in the budget as far as capital projects. One of the other projects that I have in there on 25 Lakeview, I'll just give you a kind of a diagram. It's pretty rough. During the flood events a couple weeks ago, 25 Lakeview is at the very top of that cul-de-sac. And I had the guys shoot some grades today. 25 Lakeview's drive approach at the top of that cul-de-sac, you can see this is basically where their driveway is, these between the property line, and this is the edge of their driveway. But their driveway from the edge of the cul-de-sac slopes down.
It's basically into their garage, right?
It's like a retention basin. So anyway, their house floods anytime we get a significant storm. So a couple years ago,
so what's a 100-year storm do?
Yeah, it fills it. It fills it. That's what happened.
Yeah. So in any event, I spoke to them in person a couple days. Apparently, they were on the news and saying that the road's not designed properly and a few things like that. So they would like the either the county or SPID or somebody fix the problem. And in their letter, they said that it didn't drain properly. Anyway, I have $20,000 in the budget, and my proposal would be, this is the existing catch basin. It's basically a half a foot lower here than the curb and gutter is at the top of the cul-de-sac.
Mm-hmm.
We could maybe help that problem by putting another catch basin in right here at 26 Lakeview before it hits their lot, and then run a pipe over to this existing catch basin.
So if we do anything, are they going to think that any damage that happened to their house is part of our problem now?
I don't.
Yeah, we.
I don't know.
On the problem there.
I don't know.
So the water is how your arrows are drawn. It's designed to run around this cul-de-sac. It's kind of a level area in front of their house.
Yeah.
So it puddles a little bit there, but and then gains speed.
In high flows, it jumps the cut curb and runs down their driveway.
They have a cut curb about from the full line to the top of the curb is about, looks like 4 inches, but Colton shot it in 4.20 to 3.
So one of my neighbors
has. Why is their house lower than the curb and gutter?
One of my neighbors has the same thing.
Right.
Hey Bob, one of my neighbors has the same driveway. Slopes down 6 feet into their basement, and then they have a garage door that opens. My brother-in-law's living with me right now. He was over there with a sump pump and a bucket trying to help bail out their little... I bought a house like that when I first got married. I'd never buy one again. You know, you learn really quick that that's not a smart house to buy, you know? And, you know, when you have a driveway that slopes downhill into your house,
water runs
you're going to get water. Yeah, water runs downhill. And so this is... We don't have any responsibility in that. Could we do a good thing and fix that area? Sure, but does it put us saying that...
We don't fix water lines on that side of the property.
So, I don't know, Brad. I mean, I don't have a problem doing that, but if we go fix it, and does it say, yeah, we have some ownership in that problem? That's the question I would say on that.
Yeah, I don't know. There's, according to the shot here, there's... less than 4 inches on the one side of their driveway. It's less than 4 inches from the flow line of the curb to the top back of the curb where it flows down into
where
their
could jump
driveway
out.
So that's really tough to even, but anyway, I'm kind of presenting that to the board. It's nothing that has to get approved today. If you say yes, that's great, we'll leave it in. If you say no, then you know, I can get some legal counsel on it and see kind of what.
I don't mind budgeting it, but I would like to know if we did pull the trigger, would we be accepting any responsibility? Because I don't think it's our responsibility.
And I don't think it's going to solve the whole problem.
It may
no.
Be, but it could catch the water as it gets
to the help.
And that's the biggest thing is we catch all the water on the street, get it in the storm drain, and we've done what we could off the street.
Yeah.
And that's why you're proposing this.
Yeah. And you know, maybe the county might help with some permitting or things like that. I don't know that part of it, but I know they've approached both the county and SPID to try and figure out a resolution to it. So anyway, so there's that in that's in the budget.
What's the county said about this at all?
It's not their responsibility. It's SPID's storm drain.
So the curb.
That's what the homeowners told me. I haven't been involved in that conversation.
So the flow line, curb flow line, that's the bottom curb, right, is a 4.16. And then the grade is a 4.84. So is the 4.84 6/10 higher? Is that what I'm.
So, sorry. So the grade is lower.
Okay.
So I'm just.
You're adding.
I'm just going the. From the flow line of the curb, the grade is actually, what, it's a tenth lower than the flow line of the curb.
Okay.
But there's a half a foot lower than
top back of curb should be, but it's written backwards.
The flow line, well, they, so it was on a laser, okay. So the story pole was lower in the ground, okay. So.
Because this is inverted of what I would
normally okay, read. So that's what yeah. they're shooting a, like a.
They're on a
4 foot, 4.75 on there, and then they yeah, go that's, up and they're shooting a 4.16. Yeah. Okay.
So it's inverted to what you're more, that's why it reads backwards.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's why I was just like, yeah. wait a second. We might have a problem there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. Trying to think if there were other capital projects that I missed on that. I think that does it. And then.
Well five. That's not.
Sorry.
That's not the newest well, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, so that's on the agenda. So we can chat about that
later on. Is that after the? Oh, that's next.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if we did up to some, we have $20,000. What you're saying that we could use towards that?
Yeah, if that's what is decided.
Okay.
And I can chat with legal counsel and find out about liability. I mean. I don't know that flooding events, the type of flooding event that we had 2 weeks ago, I don't know how you can design for that.
Yeah.
We do design for that. When it's exceeded, it's exceeded.
Yeah.
So is this current curb and gutter situation meet the standards?
Well, is the curb and gutter a county
spit
facility or is it a spit facility? I mean,
that's one question, right? And, or are we just saying it was spits, storm drain, part of the storm?
Well, we have a catch basin there.
Yeah.
But we're not over streets.
Okay, yeah.
And then did the storm drain capture everything that it could or was it modified?
The hard thing about it is there's 4 inches of
curb
for a curb cut for a driveway.
For a driveway that slopes down into their garage and that floods their house. Yeah. I just don't know how do you
permanently resolve that?
That no matter what you do, that's still the basis of the issue.
They don't have a catch basin in the bottom of their driveway.
Well, they have a 4-inch graded channel to catch a little bit of water, but it's not designed for
the water that runs down that falls straight from the sky.
Yes.
Is what that can handle.
Yes.
Not anything that jumps the curb.
Yeah.
And when you get storms like we had, unfortunately, water does jump the curb, especially when it's short.
Yes.
For a driveway. That's where you see them fan out, come back in, and
yeah.
In curb cuts and drive approach aprons and things like that.
Right. Should it have been approved 30 years ago? Probably not. As the design of the
what
house.
What was the standard of care?
But it got approved and, you know,
30 years ago.
Should the person who bought the house looked at that and said, there's probably going to be some drainage issues here?
Probably.
But
should the home inspection person caught that more than anybody
else?
Yeah.
So I've been through enough litigations in my lifetime to know that this is a settlement. If the homeowner pursues some legal action, everybody's gonna have some type of exposure and risk on this. The county will. The homeowner will probably have 50% of the risk because their home doesn't meet building standards, building codes. I mean, that's probably the leading finger you can point, but aside from that, everybody will get named, and then the solution will be what you just described, and then the homeowner will pay for 50% of it, and the county and SPIT will pay for the other 50%. Is probably how that goes. In my
estimation. But the real and I don't know that I disagree with that, Brendan. I guess the biggest hang-up I have in the back of my mind is if we just go ahead and pull the trigger and do it,
yeah,
do we accept now, the liability of it versus we're just doing a good thing, we're planning to do a good thing because it's we can see that this could mitigate some of the issues. It may not be the whole issue.
Maybe. You're an easier target.
Right.
Because you went out and changed the system. So once you touch it, you, by virtue, own it, so to speak, probably is true.
So maybe have them say, like, hey, this we're planning, we by no means say this is going to resolve your flooding issues of your house. It will help, but this is what we're willing to bring to the table. You get another 50-year, 100-year storm and you flood, it's not on us.
This by no effect helps your poor design of a house with a catch basin in front of your house.
You could ask him to sign a release of liability.
Yeah.
If you do the work, you can sign here. Sign that release of liability. We'll do what we can for $20,000. I mean, if it goes to legality, he's likely going to have some financial responsibility to fix the situation as well. So he may. If it were me, I'd sign it, probably. And
thanks for helping the problem.
Yeah, could be.
May not solve it, but it'll help it.
But the long and short of it right now is we're just budgeting it.
Yep.
We ask our legal counsel, what exposure do we have if he go off of his guidance and then decide next year if we want to pull the trigger?
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Other than that, I don't have anything else on the budget unless you guys have questions.
Nope.
Item number five. We're on number five, harmonic filter bid.
So, when we lose power at well five, because well five is on a VFD, it sometimes will run at 30% at startup, pumping to waste. And so when the power goes off, everything kicks off, and then the generator kicks automatically, and it'll take a couple minutes for everything to start back up. Well, what's happening is the generator is seeing the well 5 at 100%. And so there's the harmonics between the windings of the motor and the generator are not in line. And so it overheats. I can't remember if you told me it overheats the generator and the motor, but it's not good and they don't work well. So in order to solve that problem, we need to install a harmonic filter. And they also said that it will run more efficient and we should see a power savings on our utility. He explained it to me, if you pour in a soda pop and you have all the fuzzes and bubbles that come to the top, he said that even though that glass is full, you might have a quarter of it with bubbles, and the clean power, if you associate that with power, said the power, it will see the actual power current that it's drawing and you'll only get charged for that much. So we should see a power savings in that going with the harmonic filter as well. Okay. So that's where we're at with it.
So did you get a bid for it yet?
We have a walk through on the 29th, and we have two bidders right now that have plans for it.
Okay. Is this something we should be asking for future wells? Or is it site specific?
It'll probably be future wells because we had the same issue with well 4.
Did we?
Okay. And I can't remember what we did to
mitigate that.
What we did to mitigate well 4 is we just put it on manual, and we have to throttle the butterfly valve to make it feel like it's 100%, and then it runs fine.
It builds up.
All right, item number six, update on sewer treatment.
That was covered under two.
Okay. All right, item number seven, approved minute meetings, or minutes from our meeting on September 16th, 2025.
are in the minutes. I didn't have any exceptions to them.
I didn't see any either. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Aye.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Manager's report.
Let's see, I don't have anything to report on in addition to the manager's report, unless you have any specific questions.
Did we get the issue solved that was right over here by the condos? Is that all back figured out and buried back up and
Yeah.
Take care of?
Yeah, for the 10-inch water line break, yeah. Yep, it was, finally got that buttoned up last week.
I don't think I have anything. Do you have anything, Jake?
No, well, I guess back to, I don't want to beat a dead horse, so I'll go back to this lot 25.
Mm-hmm.
Just looking at their requested action from us, they're asking us to take action, and they're calling it a low point, but from what we're seeing here, it's not a low point.
No, it's not.
Again, I think we should budget for it, but should we ask our attorney to respond to them and point out that it's not a low point?
Yeah, we can definitely
and
do that.
The storm drain is not ineffective. It may be a poor design and placement of home.
Yeah.
Or how the curb was cut with the driveway that slopes toward the house, but that's not, that's a them, it sounds cold, so I hate to say it out loud, but that's a them problem,
mm-hmm.
not a problem with Stansbury Park itself.
Mm-hmm.
Am I viewing it wrong? I guess I'm just wondering if we should be sending back any response from our legal counsel, or just ask them what he recommends us doing.
Okay.
And because you've got proof here that it's not a low point. If it was a low point, then I think we'd be having a different conversation, but you're showing us that it's not.
Okay. Yeah, we can put something together with the help of Ward Engineering and talk about the design and, you know, the 100-year storm events are supposed to flow in the street.
What events are supposed to be designed for and how it's done. Brendan can easily write a paragraph or two of that. Then our legal counsel can massage it and get back to them. We can show them that it's not a low point. I just don't think we have the exposure that I feel like they're accusing us of here in this a couple of paragraphs saying that it's a poor design and it needs to be fixed. Well,
there poor are design some, is behind the curb.
I feel like from what the evidence that you have presented us with right here, I don't believe it's our issue.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how many times he has been impacted? Is this
2023 when we had the last heavy rainstorm
in
that
August
flooded?
I bet it flooded in August that year.
And those are the two times that they've.
I have a stairwell outside my house that's a cement stairwell. Every time there's a good rainstorm, if I don't prepare for it, it floods.
You have some sandbags on there.
Just like a rear driveway that slopes downward. It's weird.
I don't want to ignore their, they've sent an official letter to you.
Yeah.
And maybe you've already responded, but I think we probably should respond.
Okay. That's a good idea.
Or if that news ever put something in your face to respond to it, you go, hey, here, we're not trying to be insensitive, but here's the facts.
Yeah.
The street's been designed adequately. We offered to put in a second storm drain for our own purposes, but it will not resolve the situation of their house sitting lower than the curb and gutter, which is out of compliance with da-da-da-da-da. Our street and curb and gutter and storm drain system are within compliance. We're not the low spot. The low spot is actually their house.
Your front yard.
Yeah.
You know, hence water is going to go to the low spot. Once it
overwhelms
the system designed for, you know, whatever it's designed for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something to that effect. So, yeah, you're going to flood again, in effect, without us raising your house for you and redoing all that or putting in a storm drain system down there before your garage, which is not on our property and not our issue, you're gonna flood again.
Yeah.
You get a heavy snow and then a lot and then some sunshine, that water's gonna run down your driveway and right into your garage and into your house. Your little P-trap drain down there is, you know, it's a little gravel drain, it's just not gonna
it's not adequate.
Not gonna work.
So yeah, he'll work with your team to solve that, get that out. Okay. I think we're all in agreement there.
So we can do that.
Approval of financials and warrants.
I seen the highlighted ones, those are the additional ones. Mm-hmm. And the total is at 91.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion to approve the financials and warrants dated 10/21/25 for $91,633.85.
That's a motion. Need a second.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All right. Petitions, communications, and public comment.
I don't have anything you missed.
Bob, did you come to share anything or just come to sit through?
I don't have anything.
All right.
You just missed us.
Okay.
I miss you. I've enjoyed it down here over the years. Motion. Some years have been tough, but
yeah,
enjoyed it.
Well, it's good to see you again.
Good to see you for sure. Motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I second that.
Okay, right.
But you can't
meeting is adjourned at 4:40.